I had a psychiatrist from Texas that, and we were talking about things like this, and she had wanted to know what a soul-shattering ceremony is. And I said, okay, I can tell you, but it's going to take about 3 hours. You're going to want to be in a state of grace, and you're going to give me a 3 hour block of time. So she did it on a Saturday, and I told her, and she said it was extremely intense. But at the end of that, we were also talking about a bunch of other subjects, and she said that she was about to paint her office walls. She had decided she was going to paint them the same color they used to be, but she wanted to do something where she's putting something in the paint. What could she put in the paint? And I said, you mean like holy water? She goes, yes, like holy water. I said, why don't you get exercise salt and mix it in with the paint? I said, it won't do anything to the salt. I mean, it won't do anything to the paint. No one will know except possessed people. And, so she was like, I'll do that. So she puts exercise salt in her paint and she paints her entire office. Her office is in a new age building. Every practice except hers is new age. And the reason she went there, she's Catholic and she's a psychiatrist, is that the rent was so cheap she couldn't pass it up. So now she's there and she said, I just figured it's my job to evangelize to all these people. And, she does it in a nice way and she's not pounding them over the head with it. But she's inviting them to mass and inviting them to cookouts and things like that. And every Friday she bakes cookies and everybody knows she does it, and everybody in the building comes to her office to get a cookie. Well, she painted it on the weekend, and on Monday everybody noticed that she had repainted, but it's the same color, but all of them are looking at it from outside her office. They're standing in the doorway looking in, saying, oh, it looks great. And she's like, once you come in, take a look around. No, I'm good out here. Nobody that works in that building would come inside her office to check it out. Then when her clients started showing up, they're like, it's the same color that it used to be, but now it's so much more peaceful and relaxing. I even feel joy now. Because I don't know what the difference is. So all of her clients noticed those differences. None of the people that worked in the building were able to come in there. Then she baked her cookies on Friday and brought them in, put them on her desk. And nobody could come in the office and get the cookie. So she had to leave her office to go out and deliver cookies to everybody. And people couldn't explain. They're like, I don't know why I can't come in your office. Just something is stopping me from being able to stand in there, set foot in there. I can't come in. So then, armed with that knowledge, her daughter, she knows, is into something, but she doesn't know what. But her daughter doesn't talk to her like she used to. She's a teenager. She's clammed up. She's just in her own little world. And so her daughter comes home late at night and goes to bed. After she's asleep, mom comes in there and puts exercise salt all the way around her bed and thinks, I wonder what that'll do. And then mom goes to bed. Sometime in the morning, the daughter screams. I mean, it's blood curdling. It's rough. And the mom runs in there to see, what's going on. And she's like, I can't get off my bed. She goes, I don't know what's going on. I can't put my foot on the floor. I can't even swing my legs off the bed, and she shows trying to swing her legs off the bed, and it's like her feet are hitting something, or like she's sitting on the bed kicking out, but her legs are stopping at a certain point, and she can't go out any further. She's like, there's a wall there. I can't get out. I don't know what's happening. Help me, Mom. And Mom says, honey, we haven't been talking much. And when I ask you questions, you just scream at me and you run away. And so I was talking to somebody and they told me to put exercise salt around your bed while you're asleep. And that if you can't get off the bed, then you've got some kind of at least demonic attachment. And that you probably need confession. And she's like, I do need confession. Get me a priest right now. So, but he's going to have to come here because I can't get off the bed. So she calls a priest and tells him what she did and what's happening. He's like, I'll be right there. So he comes over and she gets confession. And then she tells the priest something and he calls her mom in the room. And she says that she's been having sex with her boyfriend and that she's on her period right now. And her and her boyfriend drew magic symbols on each other's bodies with her menstrual blood.
Gosh.
And they just thought it was a harmless thing. They saw it in a movie and they saw it in a book and they decided they would try it and see what happens. They did it to make their love stronger. And instead, they now both have demonic attachments. So he had to perform deliverance on the girl, and her boyfriend is Catholic also, and he was having a similar problem. So he had to go over to his house, hear his confession, and perform deliverance on him as well. But it was such an easy test. You just put some exercise salt around the bed. If your child can't get off the bed, oh, there's a problem.
Yeah. Amazing ways. I think some of those people, like for instance, with exercise salt, they don't realize how many ways we can use it. But because I, you know, kind of my day job, so to speak, is to be a therapist. So I can totally imagine thinking I need to repaint my room just for the joy. I mean, forget all the other stuff, but just for the joy, I would say don't take, I mean, please take your medicine if you need to, but don't take antidepressive. Just come sit in here and experience the joy that this brings. But yes, to keep
My
living,
dad,
obviously.